Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Noon Market Report. Well, our network's Brett McCray likely heard Bienvenida a Colombia, Senor McCray, yesterday after he made his way to the South American country with the Montana Department of Agriculture and their latest trade mission to Colombia. They're there to promote trade for American pulses and actually not going to be back until the end of the month. But we will be hearing from Brett, so appreciate his time down there. By the way, Bienvenida a Colombia, Senor McCray. It says, welcome to Colombia, Mr. McCray. And as for the rest of our crew that travels anyways, I myself am going to be hitting a jet plane this afternoon for a little mini vacation to see my family in Texas. Once I get back, though, I'm going to drive to Saratoga for the Carmen County Ranch and Farm Bureau annual meeting, where I'll serve as a guest speaker and also host the taproom trivia in the evening. That all happens on Tuesday, and I certainly look forward to seeing and visiting with my friends in that KTGA country for a second time in just over a month. As for Coulter and Taylor, they're also going to be busy next week with the Montana Range Day in Miles City, where they're going to help the next generation of agriculturalists get a grasp on grazing and good range practices. And keeping on the event side of the news, this Saturday the 22nd, a dance and fundraiser is going to be held at the Flat Willow Hall south of Winnet. The purpose of the event is twofold. First, local residents are celebrating the new Flat Willow Bridge that was out for 2 years, but they're also kicking off the efforts to preserve the hall. The Howard Leopard Memorial Hall, also known simply as the Flat Willow Hall, is 103 years old and it's on the Montana Register of Historic Places. Community members want to ensure the hall is there for future generations, and they're raising money to improve its functionality. Doors will open at 7 o'clock on Saturday, with music beginning at 8 with a band Fast Forward of Mel Stone. Of course, if you're unfamiliar where that Flat Willow Hall is, it's on Route 244 and you turn south at Mile Marker 12. Let's take a break and come back with more ag news right after this.
From the beginning, we've worked closely with farmers. BNSF's ties to the agricultural community go back 175 years. Together, we've innovated to make the U.S. agriculture supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. Our strong relationship powers BNSF still today and helps us move the nation like no one else can. At BNSF, we move the nation for you.
Without the July cattle inventory report from the USDA, industry experts are taking a deeper look at the data that is provided for any indication that producers have started to retain their breeding animals. University of Missouri's Scott Brown says beef cow slaughter data will show the signs of building, but he says the herd has shrunk significantly. Brown notes that normal movement out of the herd is going to result in the less cows being slaughtered already, and he says we've got to talk about a 20% reduction in some of those reports before we can even get anything serious that maybe we're holding back cows. He also says watching for how much tighter inventory gets, as the last month of the USDA's cattle inventory report placed in the feedlots did drop 6% on the year. As for the throughput side, Brown says as long as consumer demand holds, the tight supply should continue to support record high cash prices. Of course, that USDA livestock report comes out later this afternoon, and tomorrow we're going to see the latest cattle on feed numbers. Well, arguing that slaughterhouses are nuisances in the nearby neighborhoods due to odors they produce and that they're controversial due to the slaughtering of animals in general, Pro Animal Future has introduced a ballot measure that would ban slaughterhouses in the city and county of Denver. Colorado Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Aaron Sparr says there's a lot of concerns and a lot of attention being put on this issue.
There's multiple signs from the proponents of this bill that this is just their testing grounds, and if passed or successful, they're going to try to take it statewide and nationwide as well.
According to Colorado State University Regional Economic Development Study, if that Denver ballot measure to ban the slaughterhouses is approved by the voters in November, it could cost Colorado's economy up to $861 million and impact nearly 3,000 jobs. Well, we need to take a break. We're going to come back and check on the livestock markets, including some of the sale numbers from that early summer special from Northern Livestock Video Auction.
Our kids love to play. Whether they're playing house or playing dress up, they love to imitate you. You're setting an example, make sure it's one you can live with, and one your children can live a long, healthy life with, too. If you want to quit smoking or vaping, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. You can do it. We can help. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Unfortunately, cattle traders came back from that midweek break without coming back with some initiative to higher prices as the feeder cattle markets dipped lower by 20 to 40 cents and live cattle nickel softer to 30 cents softer in some of the complex. They're all really likely waiting on to see where the cash cattle markets are going to come in, as last week they were $3 to $4 better, and there's hopes that at least steady prices can be continued on this week, as average on hoof price last week was right about $192.50, while the dress cattle $4 to $5 better on their average, with their prices $305.50 on the average of the rail. However, as mentioned, not seeing the cash cattle bids coming in quite yet did not help out the futures board, as August feeders dipped 40 cents lower, $259.52, September off two dimes at $260.90. For the live cattle futures, they also saw the red ink, with the August contract just south of steady, $182.05. October live cattle futures down 32 cents at $183.55. Now, the big thing we've been watching this morning has been the Northern Livestock Video Auction's early summer special, with over 20,000 head of steers and heifers offered through that sale. For the light 5-weight steers on an October and November delivery, they've been finding their prices running about $332 up to $340 on the average, while their 6 to 6.5-weight steers, they're not too far behind them, anywhere from about $302 to $310. As for the heifers, though, they've been hanging about 30 cents back on most of the tests.
Some people use the sound of a hailstorm to sleep. If the sound of hail causes more anxiety than sleep, you better call your Farmers Union insurance agent. They'll make sure you've got the right coverage to keep you going in case that hailstorm hits. And if it does, you'll sleep soundly, because you've got a Farmers Union insurance agent to help deal with paperwork in the morning. Farmers Union Insurance, member of Summit States Agency Group and your community.
With crop conditions looking much better than they did last year on some of the spring wheat conditions, and the winter wheat harvest continued to advance along, the wheat prices continued their bearish slide today. Unfortunately, it meant a double-digit drop in the KC winter wheat as the July contract finished their day 8 cents lower, now sitting under the $6 mark at $5.92.5. September KC winter wheat down a dime as they too lost a $6 bid at $5.99.25. Similarly, the Minneapolis spring wheat of the July contract dropped 12 cents today, just under 6.21. September spring wheat down 11.5, right at 6.29. For the row crops, they too found softer prices, as a better chance for some moisture and some short-term cooldowns in the eastern belt did not help out some of the traders' mindset. Well, that's going to do it for our noon market report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mendy Schwab.